Can West Side Story be 50 years old? The immigrant Irish and Polish Jets and the newly arrived Puerto Rican Sharks would be in their late 60s. Their testosterone levels and perhaps even the fears that they fueled should, with age and experience, have eased. The small piece of turf that they fought over was demolished for the construction of Lincoln Center, ironically a venue that's hosted more than one production of the musical. Still, generations of young male and female actors and audiences of various ages rehearse the interracial conflict, the tragedy, and the healing of this moving drama. Cardinal Stage Company's impressive, involving, and moving production in the Buskirk Chumley Theater is a fitting finale for the company's creator, Randy White. The clever set design by Jackie and Rick Penrod challenges and neatly fits the space with wide open areas for the streets and intimate settings as well. The choreography by Diane Buzel and her son Matthew Weidenbenner is an updated homage to Jerome Robbins' original work. Fight choreographer Raldo Ansalda masterfully makes the battle scenes dramatic for the audience and safe for the actors. The active lighting by Karen Spahn is an integral part of the drama. Conductor Sue Swaney, great diction by the cast, and the work of sound designer Mike Price made the songs and the dialogue crystal clear. The cast of West Side Story offers a nice mix of out-of-town and local talent. Of the 24 Sharks and Jets, 16 are from IU, 3 from Bloomington High School North, 1, a soloist, comes from South. Daniel Lopez plays Tony, the optimistic grad from the Jets. Lopez was a resident artist with the Indianapolis Opera, and it's clear that on Saturday afternoons, while the rest of the Jets were playing stickball, his Tony was listening to the opera. Deborah Apodaca, who describes the musical as a beautiful story, is the Puerto Rican girl that Tony's smitten with. Melissa Rapalja is Anita. It's a chance for her to revisit the fiery character. Jason Merslich and Trevor Perkaser come from Evansville to play Chino, Maria's intended, and the Jets' cocky action. West Side Story begins with the energetic chaos of the Jets, then seamlessly move to those squeaky clean Jerome Robbins ensemble moves that no New York gang ever did, but we're caught up in. Scott Van Wy's riff is very much the leader, theoretician, and spokesman for the Jets. Conflicts begin early in the Puerto Rican Sharks, led by Bernardo. Caleb Faith are very much on their mettle. The dance at the gym, presided over by a comically clueless director, becomes an all-out and very colorful contest of early rock and Latin styles. And it's here that Tony and Maria meet. It's also where the preliminaries for the tragedy are set. Tony and Maria's love grows through their hopes for tonight. Caroline Huerta as Rosalia and Anita spark the duel over the dream of Puerto Rico versus the realities of Manhattan in a very funny America. Riff counsels his hyped-up troupe to be cool, and with their touchingly staged mock wedding, Tony promises to stop the upcoming rumble, just as in the Shakespeare's original of the star-crossed lovers, Tony's efforts fail. Bernardo is killed by Tony, the living flee, and the lights go down on the lifeless bodies, ending the act. After the deadly drama of the first act, comedy prevails in West Side Story. Maria and the Shark Girls sing the gently taunting I Feel Pretty. Lucia Walker solos nicely in the paean to Country Life Somewhere. The remaining Jets do a very funny job with G. Officer Krupke. Tony's bags are packed, but Anita, Maria's messenger, is gang-raped by the Jets and tells him that Maria is dead. A distraught Tony begs Chino, Bernardo's hapless avenger, for death. And when he sees the very much alive Maria, it's too late. Chino fires a fatal bullet. For the final funeral scene, the formerly submissive Maria demands that the Sharks join the Jets in what may be a long-ranging invitation to reality, as they lift and carry Tony's lifeless body. Cardinal Staging places the three adults of the play, Alan Craig's comic officer Krupke, Michael McGregor's baffled Doc, and Jack O'Hara's finely tuned Lieutenant Schrank as mute observers. It's one of the many powerfully moving moments from the production. The Cardinal Stage Company's West Side Story at the Buskirk Chumley Theater plays through June 25th, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.